everybody. Good morning and welcome back to an exciting episode of Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry LaBrea. That's right, you guys. This is season four, episode four. I know I was supposed to be doing another one, but everything kind of got sidetracked, and I lost the actual footage, I mean, not footage, but the actual audio of my last podcast that I was working on. So, that took a minute to go through all that, couldn't retrieve it. So, I'm back to do a brand new episode, so for your listening pleasure. But, for anything, you guys, before we get to the In My Mind segment, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. You can listen to me on all platforms for your podcast listening pleasure. I'm everywhere, even on the smallest of platforms. But also, you can check me out on social media. I got my TikTok back up and running, so you can check me out on Late for the Party 2.0 on TikTok. We are rolling back up. I am not going to hold back. I will not quit. I will not fall under somebody's boot heel. And I will not, I repeat, I'll be damned if I'm going to let somebody run me out of a territory when I know I could do my due diligence and do all the funny shit that I do on TikTok and all my laughter and whatnot. I bring joy to people's hearts. That's what I do. Oh yes, but I am back up there. I am over at 6,000 followers right now. We are on the road to 20K and beyond. Oh yes, I will get back there. It may have not taken me that long for me to get back to the point where I was. I guarantee you, with all the stuff that I have and everything and the knowledge that I know now to be aware of, oh yes, I can get back to 20K in no time now. Hell, I'm almost at 10K right now. So, I mean, I'm almost at 10K, and at the beginning of the month, I was already at 400. At 400, so I mean, and the month wasn't even over yet. I mean, I just made that page, what? Not that long ago. I think like during the summer, like around June. So I wasn't really utilizing that page, but now I am. So either way, guys, I am back on TikTok, doing my thing. I said I wasn't gonna do it, but honestly, somebody brought it to my attention. Somebody brought it to my attention and said, why would you let somebody take you down when you didn't do nothing wrong? When you run away, you're pretty much allowing them to believe that you did do something wrong. People are gonna hate. People are gonna do whatever they're gonna do. They're gonna say whatever they're gonna say because they are not doing something for themselves. That's what I do know. There's two things in life that men like us, that we do. We only can do two things. As men, we are here to create or destroy. They can't negate each other. They negate each other. There's no in between. It's one or the other. We're here to create or we're here to destroy. For the people like me or whoever content creator or anybody inventing or creating in this world or doing something, they're creating something. Like I'm creating my business with Late for the Party. You know, I'm creating something. But for the people who are destroying things, they have no creative bone in their body. All they can do is hate and dislike, or even take away things, like people who are in jail or people who are not doing nothing with themselves. They're destroying. If they're not destroying someone, if they're not trying to destroy what people are trying to do, vandalizing, dismantling things, destroying anybody who just created something, they're destroying themselves by allowing themselves to fall victim to things and whatnot. And quiet is kept. You know, I get it. But honestly, I feel like, yeah, I'm not gonna let it break me down. I'm gonna keep bringing out the content I said I'm gonna do. Also, on top of that, I'm bringing out all the content that I previously did. That's the other thing, because, like, so far, like, even for the stuff that I've been pushing back out, it's been getting pretty good views, even over the stuff I previously did on my first page. So, with that being said, and the knowledge that I now have, now I'm more aware of what needs to be done. So, they've been trying to do some stuff already. They've been trying to flag on certain things on some of my videos or whatever. But staying on point with what they're trying to do and why they're trying to do it. And this is one of the things that I was saying before about these appeals that they have that honestly doesn't make any sense to me. When you appeal something and it's off the record, when you appeal it and it's the appeal goes through, TikTok, this is to y'all. You need to take that off. It should not still stay. Because honestly, once the appeal cleared the content or whatever the case may be, whatever content it may be, once it's been appealed, it should be off the record, period. It should not go back up for any reason. At that point, it should be classified as double jeopardy, because at that point, people are reaching. You know what I'm saying? He already passed his first appeal. There's nothing going on. Yada, yada, yada. There you go. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And it, because honestly, how I saw how they did my first page, the ones that they cleared were still in the list. Which was crazy to me, because, like, okay, you cleared that up. Why is it still there? Why isn't an appeal? Why would something be appealed when you set an appeal and it's passed? Why should it still be in? Oh, it'll take time for it to get off. No, that shouldn't be the case. Once it's gone, once the appeal clears it, then it's gone. It should only stay there if it didn't pass. And I can understand that. To the magnitude of the reason why, if somebody did get a strike on their shit, I can understand it. But at this point, no, I don't. At this point, it doesn't make any sense. So, that being said, now I'm back. I'm swinging at the fences. I'm putting up new shit, as well as mixing my old shit. So if you see a lot of facial hair transformations between goatees and sleazy mustaches and full-grown beards, that's the reason why you're seeing the content the way it is. It's a little sporadic, I understand. But I'm dishing out all the content that I know that was cool. That I know that was just straight laughter and funny and making sure and basically really thoroughly going over my stuff to make sure that nobody sits there trying to just, oh yeah, we're just gonna try to flag you just to flag you. Like the one where the kid was screaming in church, making like loud noises in church, and someone threw a flyer at him. That was funny. They were trying to tag me for like minor abuse. So I'm like, really, guys, minor abuse. Like, look. And I've said this before on my last podcast before about my declaration of the declaration episode. Deep down, honestly, it's like any of my content or videos that I put on my page, if it's on the internet or whatever the case, look, it is open season. Okay, I'm not making fun of the situation or making fun of people. Look, if that's the case, then why take down me, who is usually either duetting or stitching any of these videos? Take down the original video. Why is it even up? If that's the case, wouldn't you take down the original video before taking mine down? Which makes perfect sense to me, right? I mean, let's call a spade here. You know, like, for me, that, I mean, because I know when you're in this whole social media game, now it's like, oh, we gotta watch community guidelines because people are fucking soft. I'm going to say that one more time. Today's generation are fucking soft as Charmin toilet paper. Okay? They're weaker than applesauce. All right, and it's sad to me because, see, for me, if we're going to be talking about generations, I think, to me, my generation, I'm a Generation X kid. I'm a Generation X born and raised. I was raised by baby boomers. I was raised by baby boomers, and like, because Generation X is so in between, in the lines between the knowledge and the stuff that we learned from the baby boomers compared to all the stuff that we developed through, like, that we've seen all the development and all the stuff that we literally cherry-picked through the millennials. So, In my eyes, I feel that, honestly, we're the best generation. Why? Because we had to deal with shit and take in a lot of stuff. Like, we were in the crack epidemic. We were in all of that shit. We've seen shit. If, like, one person did a TikTok talking about it, that if Generation X kids, when they were growing up and going through it between 1965 all the way up to 1980, they were raised in a way to where most of us went to the army, went to rehab, or went to jail. Now, either out of those three, out of the, if one generation X person didn't do any of those three, then we were classified as survivors. Because we were able to do things, we were able to get and acquire knowledge and cherry pick through certain, develop all the stuff that we learned from the baby boom, from the baby boomers, and cherry pick all the good qualities that the Generation X, the good qualities that the millennials has developed through the time of their generation, like social media and whatnot, and technology and everything and whatnot. So, like our knowledge in music history, Generation X's knowledge in music history is a little bit more on point and thorough due to the fact that we are able to, like, appreciate even the later side of music back in the 60s and whatnot. We have a wider taste. Hell, most of us can even get down with today's taste. Hence the reason why we listen to people like Kendrick Lamar or people who got some, or Harry Styles, or some folks who have some good ass quality, while we can appreciate players like freaking Bobby Caldwell, freaking the Beatles, and the Police. Even if we wanted to get down into some Miles Davis and whatnot, we actually can. See, that's the thing that us Generation X kids can appreciate, that we appreciate even more, because we can dip into it a lot more, and we appreciate the knowledge that we have for the generation that was before us and the generation that is after us. You see what I'm saying? We can appreciate it. We appreciate the knowledge that we received in the knowledge that we were given. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. But yeah, I clearly deviated from what I really wanted to talk about. But honestly, like, there's just so much ground that's covering right now. I am so fucking happy right now, you guys. And the main thing about happiness and being in a good plane of existence right now is just maintaining it. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably one of the things I've been really learning and acquiring, even being at the new gig and just doing all the stuff for Late for the Party, is achieving it and maintaining it. So, either way, you guys, I wanted to say all that and speak my piece, but just to let you know that I am out here. I am going to do another episode later on in the process, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am here. Late for the Party 2.0 on TikTok is here and here to stay. Let's go hit those likes and follow those videos. Tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that Late for the Party, and that's how we go. So, hell yeah. Either way, you guys, I just wanted to speak my piece on that. I am here at work getting ready to get prepped up and whatnot. So deep down, hey, please, you guys, this is Late for the Party, the show, season 4, episode, I think three or four, either way. Either way, I think it's 4. I think I'm on 4 or 5 right now. But either way, I'm feeling like silly right now. But either way, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check out all forms of social media. Oh, yes. Also, check out teespring.com. The new shirt is up. It's up there, you guys. Check out the new t-shirt. I will be putting it on display on all forms of social media. Check that out when I post it. Oh, yes. You are going to be excited about this. It is Cancel These. I talk about how soft that this generation, how this society is now, and the t-shirt is going to express how I feel about it. But either way, like I said, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry LaBrea, signing off. And as always, If you're late for the party, then you're always on time.